Welcome to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. My name is Russell Brunson, and I'm what you call a serial entrepreneur, but with a twist. You see, 50% of my time, I'm the CEO of ClickFunnels, helping over 100,000 brands to grow their companies with funnels. And the other 50% of my time, I'm actually in the trenches using ClickFunnels to grow the startups I believe in. During this podcast, I'll take you behind the scenes and show you how we are bootstrapping ClickFunnels and my other businesses from startup to nine figures and beyond. Welcome to the show. What's up, everybody? This is Russell. Welcome back to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. My voice is starting to finally get a little bit better. Post-FHL, I think every year, Funnel Hacking Live, I go and we work so hard prepping for it, getting our energy, our excitement, everything. And then we, you know, go for like 5 days straight of events and masterminds and meetings and speaking and taking people to Universal for parties and like just anyway, all this stuff. And then I shake hands with 2 million people and everyone wins to a comic club board and everyone signs up for the coaching. I get pictures on stage and shaking hands. So I get like mixed in the Seth pool of everybody's germs. And then I usually end up getting sick. So despite the fact that I take 8 billion vitamins and minerals to protect myself, it's just usually too much between the stress, anxiety, people. So anyway, post FHL, I got home, got a little sick, but my body rebounded quickly. I think 2 mornings I felt like, you know, I had fevers and headaches, and then day 3 I felt better, just like stuffy nose, and today's day 4 and I'm feeling pretty good, so I'm back at it, ready to rock and roll. I'm bringing you this message. This is probably like my yearly annoyance message that I want to bring about political campaigns. Oh, why are people in politics so bad at marketing? Like, wouldn't if you were going to go run for political office, wouldn't you like buy a book on marketing? Like, if they bought any of my books and read it, specifically Expert Seekers, but anything, like, read any book about marketing, you could be a better marketer than any of them are. Like, they're all so horribly bad. I'm driving down the street right now, and there's tons of signs. And all the signs say are, vote so-and-so for city commissioner or whatever it is, right? So, like, all their copy is the same. The word vote, their full name, big as possible, and then the thing that they're running for. Not a single one of these signs has any benefit of why I should vote for them. Just, here's my name, vote for me. Here's my name, vote for me. Here's, like, it's the most, like, insane, ludicrous, moronic, I just want to run for a political office. Like, I think politics is the stupidest thing in the world, but I just want to run for a political office once so I can show what a good, like, a well-run political campaign using marketing strategy actually looks like. Right here, we've got Miguel something, zone 4, vote Renee Oswald, West County School Trustee, vote District 2 something something, let's see, West Ada Trustee Candidates, Liz Strandler for City Council, District 2, so I got their name, what they're running for, that's it, but there's no benefit, like, why should I vote for you, Renee Azuna? You told me nothing, there's a picture of you, so I see a picture of you, and I see what you're running for, but there's no benefit of me actually voting for you. Like, marketing 101 is with them. What's in it for me? Like, what's in it for them? Why should they vote for you? Give them a reason. Give them a purpose. Give them some benefit. So, all right, so let me step back. Let's say I was running for a political campaign. What would it be like? What would I look at? The very first thing I look at is the same thing I look at when I'm writing a webinar pitch, same thing I'm doing when I'm writing a book, same thing I'm doing when I'm doing anything. And right now I'm in the middle of writing, well, middle, I'm 3 years into the same book I've been writing forever, but I've started over again from scratch. Like 4 days ago, right before I got sick, I actually rewrote the table of contents and I'm restarting over for the 500th time. But the first question is like for this book, like what's the big promise? Like what's the, like if you read this book, what's the one big thing you're going to get, right? It's not like here's 800 million things. It's like, what's the one big thing you're going to get if you read this book, right? That's the question. Like if you read .com Seekers, the big thing is you're going to know how to like use a funnel. Expert Seekers, you're going to know how to persuade people to get them to buy from you. If you're Traffic Seekers, you know how to get people to show up at your funnels and your websites, right? Like, it's one big promise. If I do a webinar, there's always one big promise. Like, what's the one big promise? If you read this book, if you watch this webinar, if you buy this course, if you blah, 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 like, what's the one big promise? It's like marketing 101, right? Any sales letter, any webinar, any podcast, anything. Anytime I'm putting a message out into the world, it's like, what's the one big benefit that they are going to get if they consume the thing? Right? And if I was a politician running for anything, that's what I would be asking myself. Like, if someone's going to vote for me for city council, for zone 2, district A, of whatever the political thing is at the time, like, what's the one big benefit? Like, why should someone vote for you? Like, what How is their life going to change one iota if you get that calling, right? Like, that's the question. What's in it for them? What's the benefit? What's the thing, the flag that you are planting into the ground? You know, like, and you may be a big believer in like 20 different topics, and that's awesome, but you got to pick one. What's the one thing? What's the big domino? What's the, like, what's the thing that you can go to your, you know, to your, to every radio interview, every podcast, every Facebook Live, every sign that's like, boom, vote for me and blah, this magic thing is going to happen for you. Like, that's the crux of this entire thing. Man, the sun is so bright, I can't even see the road right now. Sorry, I am doing a marketing in your car episode. I'm driving while I'm talking. Just because I saw all the signs and it made me annoyed. Every year about political season, it comes out, and I'm just like, I probably had 5 episodes on this podcast about this topic, but it's just important because someone out there is listening to this and like, wow, I'm trying to change the world. I'm going to run for politics. And then they're too dumb to read a marketing book. Politics is just marketing. Like, there's nothing, like, people are not buying into you as a candidate because of anything other than how good you are at marketing the ideas you want. And it blows my mind that none of these people are studying marketing or sales or persuasion or anything. It's the only thing that matters. Like, what you believe on the policies does not actually matter unless people, like, you know, unless you're able to persuade them that you're going to be the one who's going to make those changes happen, right? Anyway, someday I should write just a political book called, like, Politics Secrets, like how to not run a stupid campaign, how to actually use good marketing to persuade, to convince people. But anyway, that's it. Like, so number one, I had to figure out, like, what's the one thing that if I become the candidate, it's going to be the biggest thing in the world, right? So again, I don't follow politics. Let's just say Russell was running for president. So if I was running for president, I would look like, what's one thing? And I would look at all political history throughout time and try to figure something out, right? And so for me, if I was running for president of the United States, actually, I would go back. I heard this actually from Dean Graziosi and Barry Baumgartner, who are two amazing people. But they were talking about political campaigns, and they were talking about way back in the day. I think it was Thomas Paine wrote a book called Common Sense. Is that who it was? Anyway, I actually bought a first edition of it because I thought it was kind of cool story. But this is back, like, I don't know, 200 years ago, running for political party, and like, wrote a book called Common Sense, like, hey, we need to return back to common sense. So that'd be my platform. It's like, Russell runs for president. Return to common sense. Like, right now the world's insane. Like, we're a bunch of morons. Like, I'm gonna bring common sense back into the world. Like, that'd be my platform, right? So my big sign on the street would say, vote Russell Brunson for president. It'd be like, vote Russell Brunson so that, right? Let me throw you now, here's a benefit. So we can get people, you know, so we can bring common sense back to this country or whatever it is, right? And then I would, like, take that. That's the core overarching theme, right? Like, that's my one funnel way. And then inside of there, I'd be like, I do sub-campaigns, right? Bring common sense about this policy. Bring common sense about this thing that people are upset about. Bring common sense about, and I would start, like, taking my overarching theme and attacking each individual, what do they call them? This is how bad I am at politics. Each of the like, the talking points, but I would fight them through that same theme, right? All through common sense, all through common, like, everything would be tied back to that one message. That way when people hear me, they're like, oh, Russell Brunson, he's a common sense guy. He's a guy trying to bring common sense back in it. And then people are like, oh, did you hear what he said about this topic? Oh, did you hear what he said about this topic? And then I'd keep resetting back to this, the one core theme of, like, of common sense, right? And that'd be my political campaign. And it'd be amazing. And I'd pick apart all the stupidness that's happening in the world right now. And I'd be like, hey, here's what's happening right now. Let's come back to common sense. And I'd bring back common sense. Like, those who want to, like, you know, live in a world where common sense rules, vote for Russell. Right? But, like, that would be the campaign now. And now it's not just vote for me because my name's on a board and it has running for president next to it. You'd be like, vote for me because this is how I can help you. This is what's in it for you. You vote for me, this is what you're going to get out of it. Right? One common theme, one big domino. And then I'd be able to talk about each issue through the lens of that one common theme, and boom, that's how I'd win for president. So there you go. You guys want to vote for me? I'm in. It'll be awesome. Anyway, so yeah. And then I read Expert Secrets and look at all the things that are created in a mass movement. I'd be like, what's the new opportunity I'm providing people? What's the what are we going to call ourselves? What's the, you know, anyway, Expert Secrets 101. That should be called my political campaign book. So, and if you guys are ready for political anything, hopefully that helps a little bit. But secondarily, for any of you guys who are vying for the attention in your marketplace, you're doing the same thing, right? You are politically, you know, running ads. There's signs on the side of the road. And if your ad's like, hey, buy Russell Brunson's crap, no one's going to buy it, right? Buy Russell Brunson's crap because I'm going to show you how to blah, blah, blah. Because you're one funnel away. And this is how you're going to learn how to do this funnel. Because you're in boom, boom, boom. Like, that's the secret. That's the strategy. That's the goal. So, does that make sense? You guys getting what I'm laying down? I hope so. Because if you guys understand it, like, it's powerful. So, all right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you all for listening to me rant. I'm sure I'll be back next year during the political season. Next year will be crazy, though, because next year is, like, the big one. The big presidential election. Which, if you're not fully aware, this year, next year is going to be insane. I think it's going to cause, anyway, like tell everyone you know now you love them, because within a year from now, there's going to be so much, I don't know, I think the country's going to eat each other alive politically. So anyway, there you go. It's going to be crazy next year. I'm going to try to not get into the politics, but use the leverage of the politics to sell a bunch of stuff. That's my goal. So anyway, I appreciate y'all. Thanks for listening. And I will talk to you all again soon. All right, bye, everybody.